Hi, Steve.
Hello, Dr. Wright. Thank you so much for taking my call. I feel like I'm talking to one of the Beatles here. Yes. Thank you so much for what you do. My niece was a 10-year-old girl diagnosed with type 1 diabetes about a year ago.
Oh, dear.
And I went through your greenmedicineonline.com, and I went through your old calls, and I sort of gathered some good information. So thank you so much. I think everybody should bookmark that site if they haven't yet. But one of the first things you said was you need to know what the C-peptide level was.
Yes, you certainly do.
To see if they're still making enough of their own. And I'm not certain what the exact number was. Her number was 0.3. I have since gone to see, they said minus 0.2, less than 0.2 is absolute type 1 diabetes from what I understand, and less than 0.6 is likely type 1 diabetes, and she's a 0.3. In your experience, is that number high enough for her to potentially regenerate the islet cells that you refer to?
It's less than a 50-50 chance, sir, but the chance is still there. I've worked with people who have varying levels of the C-peptide, and a 0.3, you're quite right. It's barely enough to say that, hey, my pancreas is still making insulin, it's still making insulin, maybe you can help me. And so we get to the maybe part, and definitely some of the people with a level that low, and it's a minority of them, maybe 20%, 25%, but they've come around, and their pancreatic islet cells have helped to have rejuvenated, and they came out of type 1 diabetes diagnosis. So I'm so glad you got that checked. The two major things that I've been asking people to use are niacinamide. That goes back a long ways. And then secondly, a botanical from India called Gymnema, G-Y-M-N-E-M-A. Gymnema, and those two things have helped to rejuvenate some people's pancreatic islet cells. There's one other thing that we need to remember, and this is usually not as applicable to the younger people as the older people, but it happens to be melatonin, because melatonin also helps to protect pancreatic islet cells from damage, and who knows if they're still getting damaged. Now, how they got damaged, and I'll shut up shortly, is almost always, sir, by something as simple as gluten gliadin. And so a lot of those people got to go totally gluten-free and dairy-free. There's also things in dairy that can set off autoimmunity.
Now, could you give really just briefly the potential quantities for the niacinamide? I know the 3,000 milligrams for the osteoarthritis for like a 10-year-old girl. What kind of levels are we looking at for the Gymnema, the niacinamide, and the melatonin?
Well, for a 10-year-old girl, what we're looking out for with niacinamide is headaches. Remember, if we take more niacinamide than our bodies want to be taking, we will get a headache. So I'd be trying these things kind of like an engineer does, one thing at
a
time.
Okay.
And for a 10-year-old girl, without knowing who the girl is, I wouldn't go above 1,000 milligrams a day. Adults, it's 3,000 milligrams. That's correct. But do remember, it needs to be taken spaced throughout the day, such as they make a 500 milligram pill. You can take one of those in the morning, one of those at night. And the reason for that, sir, the reason it needs to be spaced out is that basically our own bodies are capable. I'll take that back. The majority of us, our own bodies are capable of making niacinamide internally. In diabetic people, that don't happen or doesn't happen, whichever the English is. And so we have to make believe it was being made internally. And if we're making it internally, it's there kind of around the clock. So we don't want to take it all one dose at the point.
Okay. Now, and the Gymnema, what about the quantity there and the melatonin?
Yeah. The Gymnema, I'd have to go look at the label.
Okay.
I know with the adults I want. Yeah. I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, that's okay. And the melatonin?
That we can stick with the smallest dose you can find, which is usually the 3-milligram capsule. And if you take it at bedtime, it's not going to do anything worse to you than put you to sleep.
Okay. And last item. Do you have thoughts on, I know that the milk and dairy allergy for this, but there seems to be, we're having some success just at home without any issues using the A2 milk. And I did see a study that said the A1 casein in milk was associated with the type 1 diabetes. But I don't know, do you have any thoughts about maybe instead of eliminating dairy, just switching to A2 type product for milk?
Sir, I'm very impressed. You're doing a lot of research. This A2 milk is not generally known, but it doesn't trigger near as much autoimmune as regular dairy. Having said that, notice I said not near as much. I would still get it screened to make sure she's not hypersensitive to it. She probably isn't, but there's a small chance with that. With the regular dairy, there's a big chance.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. You're awesome. Love your show. And I was
so are you, sir.
I got turned on to that years ago.
Okay. Well, thank you for saying so, but you're awesome, too, for finding A2 milk. Nice going.